on top of the test. Yochu, I would have thought to say, so shani ma brach mincha. Maybe you were doing a mincha, so you could bring to the ger kibiyotzis korban with a mincha. Tamalemuna, the pasuk says, Cain, it has to be the same way it was there in the midbar that they brought korbanos and not a mincha. Tani, the chuz not bright like this. Yase isherech nechoch l'Hashem. So shemei ani, I hear from here, kol shoylu l'ishim. Maybe anything that's put on the mizbeach to be burnt is yotzah with the ger to be yotzah. That korban, that akrov is good enough to be matkil to eat. And maybe afilu mincha, maybe even if he only brings a mincha, so it's enough. On this Talmud Amunah, the pasuk says, kasher tasu ken yasa. The same way they did then, we have to do now. Ma'atem minidom, just like there in the midbar, it was a korban brought with zrikas adam. Is afheim minidom huadin, a ger also has to have minidomim, has to have a korban of dam. So either a oif or a behema, but not a mincha. Ima'atem oilu shlomai, just like it was there in the midbar, they use the korban oil and the korban shlomim. Af hey, maybe a ger also always needs an oil and a shlomim. Talmudemna says the word kochem kager yilachem means ikshaftiv. V'loy lekorban aseichem. Rashi says lachem ikshaftiv means b'miksas. Amat yesh a ger to the way Klaiyosos misgayed down in the midbar only partially. V'loy kol korban aseichem. Amil oilu mistavra. But mistavra Rashi says to use the korban oilu. The mixture of the kula kol, so that whole thing is burnt. That's more mistava. That should be machshir the ger. Whereas mashek and shlomim, the whole thing is not burnt. There's mistava more that what a ger needs is an oila and not a shlomim. Even though in the midbar they had both an oila and a shlomim, here the pasuk says kochem to ger yilachem. Rashi's ekshad mursa's ekshaftiv for lele kabban asayim and not completely for the kabbonis. Rebbe Yom Rebbe says, Korcha means Kavoseichem, like our fathers. Ma Avoseichem, Le Nichnusu Lebris, Ela Bemila Utfila Fiatzer Isdam, just like the Ovis, was by Baal Sabah Sinai, the Makabo Lebris, was only through a Tfila and a Mila, and there was a Korban as weak as Dam there. Afay more than every Ger, Le Yichnusu Lebris, Ela Bemila Utfila Vatzer Isdamin. Lovi comes to include Prey Dachas. So Lahavi prayed that the Yeshua Shlem Sinim Chol Tarakula. So to be marba, just one bird is enough that we can have, because we never find one bird is brought. So it must be a ribui that you have to bring two eifers. And that's what we said, like we said before, Nachnami, both eifers are brought for an oila, oila soif. Now what we say before that lo yomru kan el lok lo love. It says the word kan to bring birds only to be makel upon the ger. And what we say, that you can't bring one bird, it always have to be at least two birds. For the more of a lawyer, is it true it can't be one bird? For a tiny one like this, when the Pasuk says, Vekrivoi, Rashi says, Gabi Eulas Haif, to Nadova Bavayikra. When you want to bring a Nadova, you want to bring an Eulas Haif for a Nadova. So Pasuk says, Vekrivu. So we dash in Matam Lem, what's the Pasuk have to say it for? The Vishenema Beturim, because there's in the Pasuk of two birds, Beturim. To bring it, I hear from here that Omer, somebody says, I want to bring an oila seif. Is la yifches mishnei prayed that we shouldn't bring less than two. Talmudem, therefore the pasuk says v'krivui afilu prey dachas, that even one prey, even one bird, you could bring for an oila. So kol ponim, you see, a person could bring even one oif. So how come we're saying before we never find less than two oifes? So Gemara says, we never find a choiv to bring less than one. A choiv always has to have at least two. For the Gemara, there's a case of an isha of a yoledes, the masya ben yoyna oy tor lechatis, that she brings either a ben yoyna or a tor for chatis. So see, for a choiv, she has to only bring one bird. You see, there is a pasha to bring only one bird. So how come we say now the ger has to at least bring two? So there's different by Yoledis Mishum Dika Kevis Bado. Because the corporal, she brings the Kevis, she brings the Behema, so that's what's enough to have one bird. But just to have one bird without an animal, that we don't find. Ma, what we just said before, Ma, just like our fathers, La Nichnasu Lebris, Ela, with Tfila and Mila, and with Sir Saddam. Someone says, Bishlam is good, Mila, we find by others, that they have a bris Mila there, the Sivit says, Kimula Mayakola Mayotim, all the Christ that went out of Mitzrayim out of Bris Mila. In Namrios Miyach, when this passage says, Vevra Lecha Virecha, or mispersefes b'demayich. V'yoy meloch b'demayich hayi. We say that means brus milo. So it's good to have a brus milo. Hatsoy is dom. Not you say they have to have a korban as weaker to dam. Also, it's good. The Siddur Pesach says va'yishlech as nara b'nei Yisrael. El tefila minolam. Where do we know you have to have a tefila dom? Where do we know that the Klal Yisrael then had to go to the mikvah for the mekabel geiris? The Siddur Pesach says v'yikach Moshe chatzi adam va'yisrael kalam and he spritzed it on the yam. He made like azor on them, and the klal is v'yein azor b'lo tefila. Every time you have to have azor on a person, avad the person has to go to the mikvah first. For the Gemara Elul Miyat is so. Hoikod leka korban loy nikabel ge is from more intense. So nagelul miyata. So what are we coming on right now? That the only way we can mikabel gerim is through a mila or tefila and atzeres adam with the korban. For the Gemara Elul Miyat is so idna today b'zman azir. That the lack of korban, we have no korban anymore. The korban loy mekabel gerim, we can't have geris. A guy can't become a Jew now. We don't have a korban for him. We don't have zrikas adam. So for instance, on the Rav Acher by Yaakov, v'chiyogur itchem geras shabashechachem. So really, Rashi is on that what it means to say v'chiyogur itchem gerim, and the pasuk ends off with der v'seichem. So it means I forgot the lack of mikdash. Even though we don't have a base of mikdash without korbanis, that's not likuva. Havad, he could still become a ger. And according to our Mishnah, son of the Peshat is in the chust, he won't be able to eat kachim. But a ger, he could become. Tell him about one like this. Ger bismanazer, sorach shiyafrish, roiva lekinoi. A ger bismanazer to set aside a roiva, a quarter of a dinar, to buy a lekinoi. So Rashi says it means that lekishiv nebesa migdish yovikan. That means the year the tzarech korban, the korban prochus and roiva leyefsha. We don't have a korban less than a roiva of a dinner. Therefore, he has to set aside a roiva of a dinner from the kinoi. Omer Shimon says, "Kva nimnu olav Rabbi Yechonim Zakai ubitlo he was mavatul this takona." So it's not a takola. It's not kedar because to be a takola, like Rashi says, "Shlo yehanim imenu." Like if you matpish this money, the chur the money has kedushas aguf on it. Ogdusha's double money, you can't have enough from it. So we're afraid to have such money around now, so Mishum at the corner will move out of it. Omaravidi bar Geshem, Omaravada barava. Haloka Krebi Shimon, we take a passing like Krebi Shimon. Krebi Shimon says what? That Kvanim Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai is Mavata this takona. Viki the Masla, some learned Al Hod on this Haloka. The Torah Rabban learned like this. Ger Toshav Mutter Lathas Moloka Vishabis. Liyatzmoi to Yisrael b'chol shomayid. Now, Ger Toshev is a goy. He's not mezgari completely. He just makal upon himself not to do the seven mitzvahs p'nei noyach, not to be able to avoid the zara. So, such a person is mutar lasas melacha b'shabbos. Let him do melacha for Shabbos for himself, just like Yisrael let him do b'chol shomayid. When to say a dover ovid, he's mutar to do. Meaning to say, he should not do melacha, it's just eichel nefesh. He holds now that a ger toshev is mamash like a goy, so therefore he's allowed to do all melachas. Just like a Yisrael could do all melachas b'chol, who would then a ger toshev should also do all the melachas b'chol? Like on Shabbos, like chol. Rabbi Shimon Omer, echad ger toshev v'yach 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 or Eved V'Omo HaTeshovim Oysim Molochim B'Shabbos L'Yatzman Ki Yisroel B'Chol. He holds the Nechnami, they call them on the name of Gair Gemura, they don't have a din Yisroel, so they're not supposed to be a Shabbos on Shabbos, not Rabbah. They have a right to do the regular Molocho just like a Jew does B'Chol. Now the Mishnah says Eilu Mevi'in Al-Azodin Kishogig. These are the cases that you have to bring a Korbin even though you did the Chet B'Mezid just like you do it B'Shogig. Is Abu Allah Shivcha, if a man lives with a Shivcha, we'll see in the Gemara what type of a Shivcha, so he's chayiv a korban, a Shivcha, and a chrefas liish, so he's chayiv a korban. The nozir shenitma, a nozir became tome, also when it becomes tor, he has to bring a korban, even though it became tome, bishar b'mezid. Ushvus Eidis, if you swear false that you do not know Eidis, then we find out you do know, you have to bring a korban. If you swear false that you don't have the pikodin that I gave you to watch, and then later you admit, so you have a chiyuv to bring a korban, even though you swore false b'mezid. Chamisha, there are five cases, Mevi and Korban. Echod al Averus Harbe. Even though the person did a lot of Averus, he only has the chiv to bring one Korban. There are five cases like this. The Chamisha, there are five cases, Mevi and Korban Eilu V'Yeru, that for the chet that you do, the chiv Korban is Eilu V'Yeru, depending on how much you can afford. Eilu, these are the cases, Mevi and Korban Echod al Averus Harbe. Habu al Shivcho Bias Harbi, someone lives with a shivcha and a chrepas layish, a lot of bias, even though it's done with different halamas, still yoni chayiv one korban. V'nozer shenitma tumas harbi, a nozer became tummy a lot of times, one after another, still is yotze with one korban. Now the Gemara says, Abu Allah, shivchim non, how do we know this? To say that one korban is good for a lot of bias. That's on Rabbanim, and who had been made it also. The Pasuk says, v'chipur olava koyin b'yel oshem. That if you live with a shivcha, you have to bring korban oshem. Balam comes to teach us, maybe korban echal al averus harbe. Even though you did a lot of chatois, you live with it a lot of times, still now when you come to do tshuva, you only have to bring one korban. Then the post says, v'nislach loy mechatois heshechoto, lasas diakiris shoygen kemezid. Even though you did the avera bemezid, still you have to bring a korban. The next case is nozir shenitma. We know, and how do we know to say this? A nozer nitma, also even b'mezid, he needs a korban. And so the pasuk says, "V'chiyomus meisol v'pesa pisaim." Pesa ze shoyg. It happens suddenly b'shoygig. V'chein woymit says in b'pesa b'lo eva hadofay pisia. That means b'shoygig. Pisaim ze oynis. V'chein woymit v'yem rashem pisaim el moshe. Even though it's done by oynis, still you have a chiyuv to bring a korban. A nozer that became tamei machmas oynis. Still, he has to bring the korban. Tanya, you can learn another price like this. Tanya, idoch. Pisoim ze mezid. That if he did, it became tamei be mezid. Also, he has to bring the korban. Tichaynoim, the pasuk says, Orim ro v'nistel pisoim ovrum v'nenshu. Nichtav krua pisoim demash meshoigig, omash me mezid, omash meinis. The pasuk writes the word pisoim, smash me all these, all three ways. Mezid, v'yoinis, like I said before, kediyomar. Omash benami shoygi d'ksiv pesa yam in the chod over. For nichtav kroa pesa doesn't just sum the word pesa. Ikos of kroa psoyim demash meshoygi gomash remezid omash moinis. Have a mina kimaisi korban beshoygi. Me do they have a atarakula. Avalainis omezid a maloi. Cause rachmona pesa de shoygi gu. Leglu yalei de pisaim de yainis omezidu de filoka chay rachmona. Therefore, Torah says these two words by Nozir Tonei, Pisaim and Pesa, to say that not only if he becomes Tomei B'Shoigig, does he have to bring a korban, but even if he becomes Tomei B'Mezid or B'Oinis, also he has to bring a korban. That's why Torah writes the Shinoi, Pisaim and Pesa, teach us these two halachas. And that's the Mishnah saying that if a Nozir becomes Tomei, even B'Mezid, he would have to bring a korban. Then the Mishnah says, next one is Shua Seidus. The question is, Minolan, how do we know this? If somebody swears false that he does not know any Eidus, b'mezid, and then he admits that he swore false, that he has to bring a korban, the Tzadar Rabban went like this, the kulam nema v'nelam, all other korbanos says the word v'nelam, matma they forgot was done b'shegig. Kan lo nema v'nelam, here by Shua Seidus, it does not say the word v'nelam. And the chidishir l'chayiv ala shegig k'mezid, that he yichayiv even on mezid, the same thing like a shegig. Then the Mishnah says, Shua Sapikod, and also the same thing, if you swear false, you're not holding my pikadon that I gave you to watch, and then you admit, even though you swore false to mezid, you have to bring a korban. From Inolan, the Gemara says, Yalif techoto techoto mishvua seidis. So Gzeira Shobra, the parasha of shvua seidis, to the parasha of shvua sapikadon. So for both of them, even though you did the chet b'shegeg, but mezid, still you have to bring the korban. Rashi says, B'kulan, means v'cholam mevin oilu v'yerit shavayse pasha goyim tome migdash shuas bitoi sibu shua seidus tiksive bu shua seidus, says the word v'nelam, and by here by shua seidus it does not say the word v'nelam. The teacher says lasayis mezik kishoygig. Yeah, so this says the Mishnah, chamisha mevin korban echod al averus harbe. There are five cases that even though you do a lot of averus, you have to only bring one korban. So more says ketoni abola shivcha Bias Harbi. So if you have a lot of bias with one shivcha, you only have to bring one korban. So when I ask Minolan, how do we know this from Minolan? The Torah Rabbanan learned this. The pasuk says, "V'chi parola b'koyin, v'yeh lo oshim al chatosya shechotayim." After the person did this chet living with the shivcha, the koyin has to bring from a korban a oshim. That's his kapara. His malam comes to teach us this pasuk. Malamid shemevi korban echad al averus harbe. The one korban else for a lot of averus. Then the pasuk v'nishklach lo mechatosya shechoto. His last is mezid k'shoyge. Even though he did the chet b'mezid, he lived with the shivcha b'mezid. Still, you have to bring a korban. For the more I walk, raw kiksiv b'mezidksiv. The Ika pasuk is talking about the mezid. Rashi says, because the pasuk says, "Bikoris tia," that with hasra you get malchus, and we know the klal is you only get malchus. He did it b'mezid. And on this, the pasuk says, "Ve'vias hashomai." So what do we have to have the pasuk v'nislach lo mechatosli l'rabis that a mezid is also chayiv a korban? For the Gemara, the Ika pasuk is talking about a mezid. So what do I need v'nislach lo for pshita? The pasuk is talking about the mezid. About the bechir to bring a korban. Gemara says, Elaim around the last says shogeg kemezid. They say that even when you do the chet b'shogeg, also you have to bring a korban. That's the chiddush. The Ika pasuk is talking about the mezid, and the chiddush is even if you do it b'shogeg, also you have the chiddush to bring a korban. Boy minei Rabbi Chanina tirnoim Rabbi Yochanan habo al chomish shivches charufis bela machas. Let's say one person lives with five different shivcha charufis, with one forgetting. Isma what's the locha? How many korbanos does he have to bring? Chayiv a kol achas biyachas. Are you chayiv a separate korban for each shivcha you live with? Are you ain't chayiv a lachas? Still, it's only one chet of a shivcha charufa. So maybe you only have to bring one korban still. Omloi, if he answered back and said, in this case, chayiv a kol achas biyachas. Since the gufa machlokim, you have a separate chayiv korban for each shivcha you live with. So more of a question. Maishno michomer shalom is b'shivcha achas. What's the difference if you live with one shivcha five times? Five different forgettings, you only have to bring one korban, zeros, even though it's different shivchas, but still it's one chet, so why should you have to bring more than one korban? Omulei said back to him, ain't shivcha achas gufa machlokim. Over there, the pshat is one shivchas, one guf. So even though you did a lot of errors with that's the chiddush, you only have to bring one korban. But over here, since it's hei shvachis, since there are five different shvachas over here, gufa machlokim, since there are five different bodies, therefore for each one you have to bring a separate korban. Umidolan asked the Morris question. How do you know this? Umidolan, the Gavi Shivcha, Gufa Machlokin. How do we know to say such a Svara that by Shivcha, since the different Shvachas, five different ladies, he has to bring a separate korban for each one? How do you know this Svara that Gufa Machlokin? Or Malay, Lava Mata, didn't I tell you Gavi Arroyis? In the parish of Arroyis, Rashi says, Perakama, Vilisha, Lechalika Kolisha, Visha, Visha, or Angor says Visha, Rashi says it means Vel Isha, we had before. Was lechalik akol isha visha that jichayiv for every isha you live with is gabi shivchanami ksiva shayishkav es isha shichvas zera vishivcha. So the pasuk means lechalik akol shivcha